This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a two-day visit to Russia beginning today to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa BRICS Summit in Kazan. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said that India values the close cooperation within BRICS, which has emerged as an important platform for dialogue and discussion on issues concerning global developmental agenda, reformed multilateralism, climate change, economic cooperation, building resilient supply chains, promoting cultural and people-to-people connect, among others. He added, the expansion of BRICS, with the addition of new members last year, has added to its inclusivity and agenda for the global good. The Prime Minister said that building upon the annual summit held in July 2024 in Moscow, his visit to Kazan will further reinforce the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 5th National Water Awards 2023 in New Delhi today. Union Jal Shakti Ministry has announced 38 winners in 9 categories. This includes Best State, Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Water User Association and Best Civil Society. The notification for assembly elections in Maharashtra will be issued today. A single-phase polling for all 288 assembly seats in the state will be held on 20th of November. The last date for filing nominations is 29th of October and scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th of October. The last date for withdrawal of nominations is 4th of November. The notification for the second phase of assembly elections will be issued today in Jharkhand. 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 20th of November. 29th October is the last date of filing of nominations. Candidates can file their nominations from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th October. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 1st November. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November, while the poll is for the first phase is set for 13th November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd November. Meanwhile, nomination is picking up for the first phase of polls. 25 candidates have so far filed their nomination papers. The last date of filing nominations is 25th of October. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the 14th All India Civil Defence and Home Guards Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Shah, who is on a visit to Gujarat, will also attend the 60th Foundation Day of the National Dairy Development Board, NDDB, in Anand. The minister will also launch 3 new projects of NDDB on the occasion. Later, Mr. Shah will attend the Legislative Drafting Training Workshop at Gujarat Assembly and will address the legislators. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah on his birthday today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Mr. Shah is a hard-working leader who has devoted his life towards strengthening the BJP. The Prime Minister added, he has made a mark as an exceptional administrator and is making many efforts to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat. The two-day national-level Amravati Drone Summit 2024 will begin today in Andhra Pradesh, capital Amravati. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu will participate in the inaugural function. In view of the deteriorating air quality in Delhi and the NCR region, Stage 2 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, Action Plan, invoked across the National Capital Region from 8 a.m. today. The decision was taken during the meeting of the subcommittee of the Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas in New Delhi. The committee has urged citizens to avoid dust-generating construction activities during October to January. It has also asked to avoid the open burning of solid waste and biomass. And that is the end of this news bulletin.